Welcome to Navigate with HSBC, where we spotlight insightful people and perspectives shaping the world of investing. From market outlooks to emerging opportunities like AIFs, we go beyond the headlines to help you make sense of what's moving in the investment landscape. Today, we're in conversation with Sumeet Narang, who's the founder and managing director of Samara Capital. Sumeet has played a key role in building businesses that drive real long-term value. Sumeet, thank you so much for being a part of this conversation.
Thank you so much for having me over.
What are the regulatory frameworks that you have when it comes to private equity investing? Secondly, how much higher in India have private equity returns been for whatever limited data points that we have so far? And thirdly, how can it be a lot more accessible to people who are looking? What is the minimum ticket that one we're talking about here?
I think one, I would say the regulators here, especially SEBI, has done an outstanding job for getting the framework in place over the last 10 years. And very agile and nimble to continuously improve it. Right. So AIF, I think, was not a word that all of us knew about 10 years back. Today, I think in the financial community, it's a well-known word. Second, I think allocators, both institutions, family offices, and high net worth individuals have got aware about it, have accessed it through investing and co-investing with various fund managers, and I think have seen success. I think, as I said, in US and European data, which is a 30-year data, suggest a 400 to 500 basis points alpha. And I think that is something will happen in India as well. What also happens is, I think, when any industry starts, hundreds of people start. So if you see 1980s IT services, I think the number of the companies that started were in hundreds. Pharmaceutical, similar. I think banking, similar. So whenever any industry starts, rightly so, many firms enter. And I think over a period of time, consolidation happens. So today, maybe the top 10 IT services company would account for, you know, maybe 70% plus market share. So I think the rise of AIFs has led to rise of many investment firms, rightly so. And I think as the industry matures, there will be a consolidation in each part of the asset class, whether it is early stage venture, growth capital, buyouts, credit, distress investing. And I think as a firm, we focus on mid-market buyouts,
yes,
buying businesses between what I would say 200 to 3,000 crores in revenue, profitable across four key sectors: consumer, healthcare, financials, and business services technology. And that's where I think we see that in each of the subcomponents of AIF, there will be firms that investors will find that, okay, for my buyout exposure, I need to invest in this firm, for credit exposure for this firm. And that's how I think the ecosystem will evolve.
You've worked across the Citigroup. You've done your MBA from Harvard. You've had this incredible career as a PE investor. I often ask, what is it that you learn from life about investing? And what is it that you learn from investing about life?
From life, improving every day, I think is very critical, because there's nothing called a perfect state. So I think you have to apply that in investing. So every day we show up at office, I think we learn how to, you know, choose, evaluate businesses better, how to strengthen management teams, how to improve the operating culture. And I think there's no end goal. The idea is just improve a little bit every day. I think from investing, again, you learn there's nothing called perfection, but you can assess a situation and make the most out of it. So I think in real life also, whether you are in office or at home, don't expect perfection, but make the most out of what has been thrown at you.
I also know you're a big sport fan. What does sport teach you about investment?
So resilience, I think number one. I think in sports, you never win all the time. I think in academics, if you are a very studious kid, then I think you always, you know, get 95% plus. So you're almost winning.
Yeah.
A great student never gets 38 out of 100 and right, fails. I think what sports teaches and humbles you around is, even if you are, you know, Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Virat Kohli, or Rohit Sharma, you get out at zero or you lose. So I think sports teaches you resilience and humility, which no classroom can teach you. Great teams win, not great individuals. So I think so relevant in a business context as well.
That was so interesting. Thank you so much, Sumeet. It was a compelling deep dive. Thank you for taking your time out and, more importantly, giving us honest insights around, you know, the grounded take on markets as well as the investment space itself. And to our viewers, we have to tell you, thank you for being a part of this conversation. We'll be back soon with more voices, more ideas, and more to think about on another episode of Navigate with HSBC. Thank you for tuning in.